Now, we've got a couple of good read suggestions for you. Do this every Tuesday. Today, it's at Catherine Lana with us from Woodbridge. Also, she's also got some news of some book events that are going to be coming up at Browsers in Woodbridge. Afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
Any tips on peeling onions while you're here?
No, I was listening to those. Great interest. I'll be trying a few of those.
I think you should do them all at once. I've got this picture of people in their kitchens with spoons in mouths, you know. Apparently you can buy goggles. I'll talk more about that in just a minute or two. Tell me about your books that you're going to suggest. Should we do the adults first?
Yes, okay. So the first one is called The Circle by Dave Eggers. And I'm not quite sure why I was drawn to this book, because it doesn't give much away by its cover, which has got a sort of geometric pattern on the front, or the title. I mean, I haven't read anything by this author before, but I'd seen some quite good reviews about it, some interesting reviews, so I thought I'd try it. And it's what I would call an imagined future book, so it's not quite science fiction, but it's within our realms of understanding and experience, and I suppose that makes it all the more powerful, because actually it could be happening now. So the story is of May Holland, who's a young woman, and she's been a bit down on her luck. She manages to secure a job through a friend at what is the hottest new company in the country and probably the world. But the country is America. The company is called The Circle, and it's based in San Francisco. And it's a social media giant, so it's based on how we would imagine Facebook, Google, Amazon, all those big internet companies, what it would be like if they all merged. So May starts working for this energetic, young, upbeat company, and at first she finds it a bit bewildering, but she's eager to fit in and get along, and increasingly there are more reasons why she needs it to succeed, why she wants her job to work for her. Her father's ill, and the Circle provides her with unprecedented and limitless health care for him. And it's also an environment where she feels appreciated and influential, and where life is comfortable and luxurious. So she buys into the Circle concept completely, supporting all their initiatives and coming up with her own ideas for them. The concept is that they want to complete the Circle in the world, which effectively means they want to be the one place which filters and processes everything to do with society globally. And the aim is for complete transparency, where everything everyone does is public and available for anyone else to access. So they're all encouraged to interact on the internet, but it all becomes a bit stifling. And this is where it does ring true, I think you might agree. In these days, you always try to have a clear desk, but with Facebook and Twitter and with emails, the more work you do, the more you seem to generate.
Yeah.
And so we just get a bit overwhelmed by it all. Well, this is accentuated to the nth degree with May's life, and she finds she has to stay up all night in order to respond to all the messages and invitations and actions that she has to heed at the Circle. So the book is frighteningly possible, I would argue, exploring how real life could become determined by the tyranny of technology. But it's also very funny and entertaining. It's very easy and quick to read, and it does keep you thinking. And arguably, it makes you consider your own actions and responses to technology. The other thing about it is that it hasn't got any chapters. Now, normally this would be quite irritating, but I found I didn't want to stop reading. You just wanted to keep turning those pages. And that sensation in itself added to this feeling of being trapped, of being sucked into the world of the Circle. And the book isn't perfect. You know, there are flaws with how he's described his characters, I think. They don't always behave entirely authentically. But I think it's because he wants to present this certain message, and he really succeeds in that. I think it's a brilliant read, and it does stay with you.
I want to read it now.
Well, we'll be discussing it at Browsers Book Group next month, the end of September. I think it's going to be quite a lively discussion. So if you get it read by then do come along.
When's the session?
It's on the 28th of September, so it's a Monday night at 8 o'clock.
OK, and people can have a look at your website, can't they, and find out more about some of the things that you do?
Yes. Now, the Browsers website is currently being redeveloped at the moment, so that won't be live until September. But you can get information until then on my website, which
Catherine
is
CatherineLana.com. Brilliant. Well, anyone who's into their books should have a look at your blog anyway, because you love books, don't you?
Yes, I'm a bit obsessed.
So CatherineLana.com, have a look there and you can find out more. And we've got another event to talk about in just a minute or two.